Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Laurel Kilpack. And we are going to be talking about the 6th annual A Wee Bit Wicked Witches Ball, which is going to take place on October 4th in Huntington City Park. So Laurel, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
So this is looking at the flyer for this event. It's just exciting. You have so many events going on and it's benefiting a good cause. So first thing I want to hit on is you guys are going to have vendors there, and you're going to have some like food vendors and item vendors. So it's a good chance for people to get the family out, have a nice night out while supporting a good cause. And we talked a little bit out there, but Rubens is going to be there, correct?
Yes.
And that's always a good time. People love Rubens Barbecue, especially in this area. And let's talk attractions for a little bit, because this is an all-ages event. And so you're going to have Jump and Jam Bounce Houses. And flyer says $1 per child. But we talked about this earlier. You guys actually have 3 bounce houses.
Yes, 3 bounce houses for the little ones. We do need to know that that's $1 per child per entry into the house. So encourage your little ones to stay in the houses as long as they want to.
Yeah, talk to your kids. Don't have them running in and out and in and out like kids love to do with bouncy houses. So it's going to be $1 each time you do enter one of those houses. But then on top of all of that, you guys are having a live and silent live auction and a silent auction as a part of this event.
Yes. The auctions benefit the Shop with a Cop program here in the county. And it really is fun. The donations are fun. They're generally Halloween-themed, and so it's a perfect time.
And I always love events like this when they have creative ways to help give back to the community. Like a witches-themed silent and live auction. That's something that you don't really see very often, so it's going to be exciting to see, and it goes to benefit Shop with a Cop, so it goes to a good cause. And then on top of everything, you guys will also have a light parade this year.
Yes. Yes, the light parade's starting an hour earlier this year. It's starting at 6 instead of 7 because we found that it got too dark and people couldn't enjoy the actual float. They could only see the lights. So we're starting a little earlier, but that's so we can enjoy it more.
And that's always fun. And also on the flyer, the parade route's been extended from last year. So that'll be very exciting, giving people not just a chance to see the nice floats, but more of a chance to see those floats. And then topping everything off at the end, you'll have the actual dance section of the Wee Bit Wicked Witches Ball. Now that's exciting. Do you guys have some live music lined up for that?
Yes. Well, not live music, but we have a DJ.
And it's always good. I think DJs count as live music. I mean, they're hitting the play button live. You got to agree with me there.
Yeah, I do agree.
Now, one question that I find myself having is, are costumes required for this event?
No, not required at all, but they are optional and they are fun, especially the little ones when they come in costume.
And this is just an event that all around is going to be so fun-filled. Now, Laurel, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I just want everybody to come, watch the witches dance, and dance with the witches, and dance with your partner. Have a great time.
And you heard it straight from Laurel there. Again, that was Laurel Kilpack, and we were talking about the upcoming 6th annual A Wee Bit Wicked Witches Ball. That's going to be held in Huntington City Park on October 4th. Come and dance with the witches. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.